This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You could turn on the news today, hear the driving rhythm of I Walk the Line, and realize that could only mean bad news. Johnny Cash died early this morning of complications from diabetes. He was 71. Cash made his first recordings at Sun Studios in Memphis in 1955, including his first hit, Cry, Cry, Cry. He kept writing songs, and the hits kept coming. Get Rhythm, Big River, Folsom Prison Blues, Man in Black. From 1960 on, the drummer playing with Johnny Cash was W.S. Holland.
He decided to hire a drummer, so I happened to be the one he called. And it was for a two-week period, a tryout. So I went out with him for 2 weeks, and everything worked so great that 2 weeks has lasted 40 years almost.
You were with his band at Folsom Prison in 1968 when he recorded that famous album, live at that prison. What was that audience like? He talked about prison audiences being the best audiences that an entertainer can perform for.
Well, that prison audience, that reaction that they were doing, I always have believed, and everybody else does too, that is one of the things that made the album such a big hit. And, of course, it was live, no rehearsal. In those years, we didn't have the big monitor systems on the stage so we could actually hear the voice and hear all the instruments and all that. And that audience reaction is one reason we couldn't hear it. And that's one of the things that made it a big hit.
There's a moment in that Folsom Prison recording when Johnny Cash is doing Long Black Veil.
Yeah.
And he pauses in the middle of the song and says, did I hear someone applaud? I mean, there's a lot of back and forth between him and the prisoners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had that kind of magic with the audience. And, of course, a lot of times the audience had so much respect that they'd be real quiet when he was doing something like Long Black Veil.
The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Did I hear somebody applaud? Now the scaffold is high.
One of the people who saw Johnny Cash play in prison, this was back in 1959 in San Quentin, was Merle Haggard, who would go on to be a country star in his own right.
We didn't know it at the time. We heard about it later, but later we found after Merle got out of prison and got to be a big star, and he was telling the story that he saw us. He was in the audience there, and he said to himself, when I get out of here, that's what I'm going to do. So he did. He did a good job of it, too. He's one of the greatest. The sound and the audience reaction on all those prisons we did, like Folsom, San Quentin, and all of them we did, was really incredible, and it helped make the records a big hit.
San Quentin, what good do you think you do? Do you think that I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind, and you warp my soul. Your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls.
He was one of the first to recognize the talent of Bob Dylan, recorded with him, recorded his songs, did a song of his with his wife, June Carter Cash.
Yeah.
You were in on some of those sessions, I think.
Oh, yeah. I did all those sessions. The Bob Dylan sessions was in Nashville called Nashville Skyline.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that with him, and we was all there together.
What was that like?
Well, it was just, at the time we was doing it, you know, we didn't think a lot about it, but you look back at it now, it was absolutely great. You know, it's just, it's these things that happen that makes history.
Well, Mr. Holland, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
If you travel it in the North Country Fair.
Drummer W.S. Holland remembering Johnny Cash, who died this morning in Nashville. He was 71.
remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.